Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our week two locker room chats. Here we are joined by Nemaha Central's Lady Thunder head coach, Haddon Hiltgen. Off to hear a 1-2 start on this season, opening up the season with a victory last Thursday against Royal Valley, 67-14. Fell to Centralia on Friday, 47-34, and then against Hanover, one of the top-ranked teams of Class 1A Division 2 here on Tuesday this week, 41-31. Coach, the first couple of games of the season under your belt, how do you kind of feel about this early going on in the schedule?
We've had some ups and downs. We played two really good teams, another league opponent. So we're kind of satisfied, with where we're at, not necessarily static, obviously, but we're a young team. And we're going to learn from a lot of these experiences, especially playing two really good teams, Centralia and Hanover. So there's a lot of things we did well and a lot of things to improve on. And we're just excited about moving forward and improving some of our weaknesses.
Well, King, on one of your top players here these first three games, Emma Hermes, she's averaging 15 points the first three games here of the season, 14 points against Royal Valley, 16 points against Centralia, and 15 points against Hanover. She's a junior. She's a leader on the court. You know, what else can you really say about her and the role she plays on this team as, you know, she continues to, you know, dominate week to week?
Yeah, you know, right now we're leaning on her quite a bit. She's our one returning, you know, varsity girl that's played 2 years, has a lot of varsity experience. She's shouldering the load right now for us and doing a really good job of that. You know, she can score in a multiple of ways. She can, you know, shoot the three. She can take you off the dribble and hit that mid-range and even get to the rim. So she's doing a really, really good job scoring in all three phases there on offense. And eventually we're going to have some girls get more comfortable here to help her out and take some of that pressure off of her. But right now she's playing really well offensively, and it's really good to see.
Well, you have a chance to bounce back after the two losses here against Holton on Friday. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA as well as the Holton channel, all with Justin Fluke and crew on the call. So, again, you got Holton on Friday. Next Tuesday, you got Valley Heights, a really good Class 2A team. So, again, continuing to play here against really solid teams. What's this matchup going to be like here this Friday for you and your team, and, of course, also next Tuesday against Valley Heights?
You know, our schedule, you know, it's tough here through, the first part of the year, playing a couple state champions, and then you got another state qualifier next Tuesday in Valley Heights. And then, Friday we got another league opponent, Ben Holton, that's always really good. So they're going to be physical. We're going to have to match your physicality, just on both ends of the floor, rebound the ball, because that's one thing that Holton does really well, is rebound the balls. We're going to be really good there. And just continue to take care of the ball. You know, the first two games, I thought we did a really good job of valuing the basketball. And last night versus Hanover, we kind of got away from that. And that cost us some points and possession. So we're looking continue to get better defensively, play physical, and offensively continue to value the basketball and knock some shots down.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time jumping here and joining us for week number two here of our coaches' shows. Again, here, good luck on Friday against Holton, and then also good luck next Tuesday against Valley Heights.
Hey, awesome. Thank you very much.
That was head coach of the Lady Thunder of Nemaha Central, Haddon Hiltgen. Again, Holton on Friday. It's our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. It's also viewable on the Holton channel, and then, of course, also next Tuesday for Nemaha Central and Valley Heights. Upcoming next, we'll talk to John Thomas of the boys' Nemaha Central team.